CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Dr. Angel Iskovich, a physician, with his colleagues Joe Garner and Michael Ashley publishing a new book, The Art of Routine. Discover how routinology can transform your life. They're euphemisms here, routine, ritual, tradition. But on how you introduce a concept, time bubble, what is that? How is it that we live in it, and is it a good thing?
Well, first of all, you know, what was most important as I spoke about both the stability of an environment and routine, which is something that you do in time, not necessarily what you do, which is the art of what you decide to put in what you do on a regular basis based on your life. We needed a little bit of a visual analogy. And I think we came up with the concept of time bubble in the sense that the bubble has flexibility. It can burst from either internal or external forces. And routine, the time, is what you do within that time bubble, something that gives you stability. And as I tell the story in the book where I started to realize early on that the story related to an emergency C-section and understanding the stability of the womb that we're in and the routines that actually happen as we grow within the womb and finally come out into our lives, so to speak, burst the bubble, how we then go through life and how our mothers care for us is in caring for our young, how we actually perform in life, how we go through life, is that we're always searching to find that stability. In the most simple sense of that shelter, that food, that water, and that regularity of those things that we do that kind of coordinate with how we perceive life, whether it's the way our hearts beat with regularity, with our circadian rhythms in regard to our physiology or endocrinology occur. You see this occurring, whether you get into a deeper molecular pieces or systems of physiology in the body, such as gastrocolic reflexes and when you have to get ready to get to the bathroom and how that occurs, or postprandial tide after eating, why children and people sometimes become sleepy after eating. You start to see the sense of rhythm and the sort. But as we go through life, and I think in a life in attempting to survive, things happen that basically bust your bubble. They break your routine. They break your time. We've seen this in many different aspects, even recently, most recently, of course, with what's happened with COVID, which I kind of look at and think about somewhat like a war of sorts.
The time bubble you're talking about, and I certainly agree with you that the pandemic has felt like wartime conditions. The time bubble you're talking about strikes me as comforting. However, I want to know whether that's accurate. Does it bring everybody happiness to be in a routine, or are there limitations even to routinology, doctor?
Absolutely, because really the part of what's the art of routine is what you do within it. What activities you choose to do, what content you do. And humans, being naturally curious to survive, are always exploring not only new activities, new environments, and new ways of doing things. And therefore, often people ask me, say, well, routine seems to be quite boring. And I say, well, just change what it is you do if you're capable and circumstances allow you to do so. Change what you do. That's part of the aspect that I think is most important in modern day life, is that the sense that we're being interrupted and disrupted by all of the information and digital data that we're receiving from so many numerous sources, that they don't allow us to get into a stable environment, to do things with regularity. And that's kind of the focus of what I'm trying to portend. Not that what you do isn't important. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm saying that it may be more important than the kind of exercise you do, whether it's Tai Chi or walking or tennis or bicycling or the kind of diets that are pumped upon us, whether it's the keto diet, whether it's the keto diet or the South Beach diet or so forth and so on, that maybe we pay more attention to doing whatever it is we do more regularly because of our ability to be adaptive and move forward. So it's a good thing in today's life, and it's an aspect of our nature in how we progress and live our life.
You give one example, since I'm a routine, you give one, and I find it greatly comforting. You give one example, a man who works at Google, Max Hawkins, I believe his name is, and he recognized that he was in a routine that was predictable, and he sought to break out of it by doing what appears to be random events. Was he successful, doctor?
Well, he was successful in attempting it, but essentially what our bodies and our minds do, and there's quite a bit of science behind this, is they put us back into a routine. He developed an application that gave him randomness as what would he be doing today when he was in his day off. If you really think about Max, the time bubble that he was in within Google, the aspects of routine that were within them, the things that he did, the activities became really not satisfying to him. They didn't give him any happiness and contentment, which is a very important aspect of finding the kind of activity that you can do regularly and follow that gives you a sense of contentment and happiness. So he went on for a search to see if randomness would take him to a sense of happiness and contentment, only really to find that he had to begin to gravitate and choose the types of things that could get him back into a stable environment and into a regularity of routine.
Everyone listening to us, doctor, is coming out of the pandemic, and our routines were shattered. Our expectations were taken away from us. Is this a good time for us to reestablish the old ways, to find new ways? What do you recommend, given that we're still uncertain of ourselves?
Well, you know, it's been a very, very unique time. We obviously have had our environments disrupted and our routines disrupted, both in the work, in the individuals, and in families. And we've began already a process of being adapted. One of the big issues is that over this period of over a year and a half, everyone by the knowledge and activities we know has become a viral threat.
Right.
So we've been doing something that's really unique in human times here. This doesn't happen whether you go back to 1918 or the first pandemic in Athens. You've never seen really the ability to have this kind of worldwide information structure and organization to basically keep humans away from each other.
We have a minute, doctor. We have a minute. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So having to shelter in place. And so what you see now is that we have to readapt ourselves into having others to not be a viral threat, both in our business and in our work lives. Yes, there will be, like a moonshot, some very interesting things that happen in the future from the virtual, from being able to do work virtually. We found some collateral value to all this collateral damage in how we work with our families, the importance of our environment. For example, today, home furnishings, home buying, people have now realized the importance of that stable bubble that is needed and have developed new routines. Very important today in both our work and individual lives and will surely make for some sustainable differences in the future.
The book is The Art of Routine. Discover how routinology can transform your life. Dr. Angel Iskovich and his colleagues Joe Garner and Michael Ashley. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.